This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Almost everyone has a variation of this, a battered shoebox squirreled away in the closet that keeps the past hidden. The faded photographs, old love letters, plastic treasures from a childhood trip to the fair, relics of a past that we're not quite ready to let go of, but don't necessarily want to see out in the open. Some of those mementos and reminders are being usurped by social media algorithms that foist memories, and especially photographs from the past, good or bad, back to the surface. It's an experience that can be jarring, invasive, and sometimes even painful. In an essay for the Boston Globe Ideas section, the writer Charlotte Litton says that social media functions as a conveyor belt of bite-sized nostalgia and memories, offering little choice to forget. Charlotte, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, thank you.
Well, thanks for being with us. So what is an example of social media reanimating memories that people might want to avoid?
So a key one I discuss in the piece is that of a young girl whose father was an active social media user. And last year, Facebook rolled out a feature called Year in Review. And that was passing together some key moments from that Facebook user's year. For this particular Facebook user, however, when it showed a picture of his six-year-old daughter who had died, unfortunately, having her face transposed against a background of balloons and ribbons and other celebratory things felt very jarring and obviously upsetting. Now, that was something that appeared on his page. He didn't click anything to warrant that coming. So it was really a shock. And as you can imagine, social media plays such a big part in so many people's lives nowadays, but we don't really think about the fact that sometimes those positive memories might turn sour eventually.
Right. And these images get spat up by an algorithm that just generates, you know, you got more likes on this than anybody else, whether it is a former partner or somebody who's deceased. What to you is this nostalgia and the role that it serves in social media?
Well, what I'd argue is that we don't really have nostalgia anymore because we don't really get much distance from our memories. As you mentioned at the beginning of this show, we used to have things like shoeboxes or places that were really finite where we could put our memories and store them and revisit them when we wanted to. Nowadays, you click on your phone, you open a folder on your computer, and you're kind of flooded or bombarded with all these other images or other mementos that you've taken over the years because we haven't quite learned how to archive things digitally in the same way we would do with personal items, tangible things that we can hold. And so re-nostalgia, we don't have that same sense of distance. Things are always with us, so we can't really move away from them. And that, I think, is one of the key things social media throws up for us now, and one of its real challenges that we're just learning to grapple with.
So it seems to me like a sort of enforced nostalgia. It's pushing things at you that you're supposed to miss. But you're saying we need a little distance. We need a little room to be able to forget.
Right. I feel like I can envisage every photo, every moment that I've taken. Say I've been using Facebook for about 6 years. You know, those photos all seem very fresh to me. I don't really have distance from them. I can't really miss things that happened 6 years ago because those photos are always coming back on some kind of revisiting feature that Facebook runs or that Twitter runs. And so it's hard to really move away from that and really enjoy the things nostalgia can give you because, you know, it's really nice when you pick out an old photo album at your parents' house and see those memories from 20 years ago that you really don't get a chance to revisit often. However, with social media, because it is 24/7 and it's relentless, we have everything at our fingertips all of the time. And I think for that reason, we don't really get to miss things or move on from them.
It's interesting you say that. I've been cleaning out my parents' house for sale and originally feeling very nostalgic, each photo seemed very precious, or each letter or each handmade card. It grew less and less precious as I opened each new box of new material. I'm wondering if there's the same kind of effect on Facebook. You know, you're getting photographs and images via fire hose. Things don't seem as special.
Absolutely. And with things like photo albums or shoeboxes, there's only so much space. You couldn't stuff them full of hundreds of endless photos. You know, you had to really choose what meant something to you and put that somewhere and keep it there. And so, as you mentioned there, the more and more you see these things, the less special they feel. And that's the kind of relationship I think we're having with social media, whereby there's just so much that it gets hard to kind of become sentimentally attached to things and to really appreciate them.
Well, also, I suppose with those boxes hidden away, you could control your intake. You could choose to go in. You could choose to excavate and find these pieces of the past. I'm wondering if that's an illusion in itself. You know, memories exist whether we excavate them or not.
They do. But I think the nature of things now is that this idea of them being unenforced, that them just happening to us and then being foisted upon us, happens far more frequently. You're never going to totally avoid these random reoccurrences of old memories, but the amount of our lives that we put online means that we have all these algorithms working for us and working through our personal business in many ways. And so that just leads to a whole world of possible encounters or resurgences of moments past.
Well, it's funny to watch the evolution of these throwback Thursdays. Initially, it seemed to be really old pictures of grade school or high school. Now they refer to things that happened just 8 months ago. I mean, is there just too much information to remember back too far?
I think it's a combination of things. I think that's possibly one of those things. For example, if you do Throwback Thursday every single week, naturally, there are fewer photos of people in the early years. But I also think that social media really invites a positive spin on things. You know, there are very few people who post the real dark things and would take photos saying, oh gosh, I had a horrible day. You know, we share things that make us happy, that we think are positive, that we feel comfortable sharing with others. And I think that's why we see so many of these alleged archive photos that really are from very recent history.
It's funny that we get so many examples of this almost obsession with wanting to remember the past, moments of the past, images of the past, while wanting to forget the painful ones. How are we going to strike that balance when everything is going to be posted on our timelines?
I think that's a really interesting question. And I think that's something that's really going to be dictated by the social media giants we have. I mean, we totally play into their mainframe and we're kind of at their whim, really, at their mercy. We use our social media profiles in the way that they want to use us to use them. So that's Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And I think there will come a stage where, when those companies are older, when more people have fallen victim to some of the really difficult things that they can throw up, that those companies will realize that something needs to be done. Once that happens to enough people, I think companies like Facebook will start paying attention and think, we have to do something to protect people in their digital futures. Because if everybody thinks, oh, well, if I post anything nice that eventually turns sour, it will come back to haunt me, I don't think they'd use these sites so freely. Eventually, if it happens to enough people who are vocal enough about it, I think they will. Like you say, there is a huge amount of money to be made in nostalgia and in picking up things from our past that are happy to look at.
Well, Charlotte, thank you for speaking with us.
No problem at all. Thank you for having me.
Charlotte Litton, she's a journalist. She's based in London. And we found her article, Social Media Killed Nostalgia, in the idea section of the Boston Globe. You'll find a link to read it for yourself. It's at our website, wordofmouthradio.org. Coming up, we're going to talk to a writer who thinks smartphones are ruining the essential free-range experience of summer camp. That's when Word of Mouth continues after a short break.